today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen building their businesses, especially those of us working from home, you know, that we're just dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I always talk about the journey and how much I love it. And it always makes me happy when I get to share someone that I actually know and love in real life, because I have so many friends that I know and love through Facebook and online and everything else. And all of these relationships, they are so important and everything else. And people, especially now, are building businesses and really connecting with people through all of the things that we can do on social media. But again, it's always nice when it's somebody that you can hug in real life too. So, and that would be Dr. Stephanie Sewald. She's a licensed naturopathic doctor and a creative arts therapist. She practices general medicine with a specialty in working with children and adolescents with autism, ADHD, anxiety, and behavioral, emotional, and social difficulties. The combination of naturopathic medicine and art therapy is unique. The integration of these modalities allows Dr. Stephanie to address the physiological dysfunction and nutritional needs of the individual, as well as developing appropriate strategies to address social, behavioral, emotional, sensory, and cognitive issues. Dr. Stephanie's passion for working with children and adolescents with special needs began in 1995 with her work with a six-year-old boy when she was working at the Hospital of St. Raphael's in New Haven. She was instrumental in diagnosing him with autism and was able to help him make many advances and watched him flourish. Her love of her work forms from the basis of her ability to take on difficult cases and get great results. And Dr. Stephanie is partnering up with Camila Gabriel, who is the founder and owner of Knee-High Academy, now known as Crest Educational. She is originally from Bogota, Colombia, and grew up in Florida before moving to Connecticut. She graduated from Sheehan High School and holds a BS in psychology from Ursinus College and a master's in early childhood education from Quinnipiac University. Camila became a teacher at the International Eye School in Tumane City in Japan, where she taught until returning to Wallingford to open her own educational center in 2010. As the owner of Knee-High Academy, now known as Crest Educational, Camila has worked with hundreds of families, helping students of all ages and needs overcome personal academic difficulties and seeks out new challenges as they pursue their own passions in life. And I love that the two of these amazing women have combined their talents and their love of working with parents and children to now be working with parents from stressed to unstressed. And I'm excited to have them here with us so they can share their journey. So both of you, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely my pleasure. So I am going to start with Dr. Stephanie. Share how your work has grown and what your vision is.
It's grown tremendously. I'm really excited about it. Each day, it doesn't feel like work. I look forward to meeting with my patients and finding out what's going on and making up treatment plans that are really individualized. And I feel that it's more important now than ever. And as you stated earlier, what I do is unique because I'm able to use the naturopathic medicine to look at the physiological dysfunction. I do a lot with nutritional testing and neurotransmitter testing, but I also use the creative arts therapy to address social, behavioral, emotional, sensory, and cognitive issues, especially the behavioral component. Because of my background as an art therapist, I tend to find a lot of solutions using nutritional means as well as any strategies, including using sand tray therapy, Lego therapy, art therapy. And I love just bringing it all together, and I get really, really great results. So I get really excited about that. And I love the work that Camila and I are doing together. It's a very difficult time right now for everybody. I wind up working usually with the whole family. The children come in, and I work with the whole family. And so many different things have come up with COVID. First of all, being really healthy, obtaining and maintaining health, and building up the immune system is key. And then also dealing with some of the stressors that come along with the social distancing, with COVID learning. Camila and I are we talk about that this is COVID learning. It's not homeschooling. It's not distance learning. And that is why we're seeing a lot of difficulty with this. Some of this learning was not meant to be done online. And just the fact that we're seeing that a lot of our kids who are working with social skills, they're not getting their needs met, the special needs kids. So we came together to really be there for parents and families during this time. We did recently an episode on learning and how the brain learns, and talking about different strategies that can be implemented. Of course, I'm jumping ahead now. I'm just really excited about all the work that we're doing.
You know what, Camila, I'm going to ask you how the two of you decided to collaborate to help kids and families navigate, especially through all of these changes that COVID has brought on.
Well, Stephanie and I met through actually a networking group here locally in Connecticut. And through the networking group, we really were kind of interested in what each of us was doing, because we're both in working with family. So we have a very similar group of clients that we have. So with that being said, we realized that she serves a certain niche and I serve another aspect of the niche. So I have a master's in my education. So my tutoring center has worked with kids from pre-K all the way up through college prep and college planning. But I didn't have that other component. So I've worked with kids with special needs in the past, but I really feel that connecting with Stephanie really would have helped my clients that do have more of those needs. So we connected, and I just recently changed location for my tutoring center. And I brought Stephanie, when I really had just opened, like there was no furniture, there was nothing here. And I told her that I would love to collaborate with her. I could just imagine us doing a Lego group here, because I do work with a lot of kids who have autism and they struggle. We just immediately bonded, and we realized that, you know, we really could just be a very dynamic duo here working with kids and trying to have a very holistic approach to their learning. You know, over the years, we've been in business for 10 years, and really I have learned that it's not just about academics. You can't just tackle grades. That's not the whole child. And really, after they graduate, no one cares anymore about grades. What's important is, are they able to reason? Are they able to use logic? Do they know proper nutrition? Do they know how to take care of their bodies? Do they know how to approach life in a way that really comes down to how they prepared at a younger level? So, you know, people always say, why do I need to learn algebra? I'm never going to use it again. But that's not, in fact, true. What happens is you learn the steps for how to solve the problems, and that's applicable for life. You learn the steps for how to tackle a problem. So that's really what we do at our center, is we take that holistic approach about how to connect things to real life. And then with Dr. Stephanie and I joining together, we are able to reach a greater audience, because she has different kinds of clients than I do, and we can work together to really meet their academic goals, their nutrition goals, really as a family, their whole well-being, because it really starts as a family. Because, you know, for example, with education, I always go back to that, but with education, you need proper nutrition. If you want proper brain function, you need to know what foods to eat. For example, I've had kids come in, and I mostly meet kids for about an hour each week, And I have kids come in, and they can't even make it the whole hour. They're exhausted. They're like falling asleep at the table. So ask them, you know, what did you eat today? Oh, I ate a bag of cookies and or Doritos or, you know, I had a big Gatorade. I was like, okay, there's definitely a connection between you falling asleep right at my table to what you ate 3 hours ago. You're not sustaining for the whole day. But kids can't go do their own shopping. So I think this is where Dr. Stephanie and I really connected well. It's like because she has the whole family approach, and as, you know, so do I. So really we connected in that way, that we really try to have an influence for the entire family, for the well-being of everybody involved. So I think that was really the main way that she and I realized that we can absolutely collaborate and put something together that it would work for a lot of families. And this is where Parents from Stress to Unstressed came in, because so many of my students and her patients, the parents are really struggling. The parents are really having balance, trying to work still full-time at home, but also try to take care of the academic needs of their kids and their nutritional needs and, you know, every aspect that is thrown at them. And it was very, very stressful. I had so many clients tell me, like, I can't do this. I can't manage all of this. And then Dr. Stephanie said that she had the same thing with a lot of her patients. So it was, I think it was a really good connection, and I think we met at the right time. I'm really, really excited about Parents from Stressed to Unstressed, because I think we are a very valuable resource. We've put together a lot of important information, and we address a lot of important topics, each of us with our own skill set. So I think together we really come together really well.
I am excited for you, and on that note, we're going to take a quick break. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, because I don't want to interrupt as we really talk about this Facebook group and what you are going to be doing with Parents from Stress to Unstressed. So we will be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Dr. Stephanie Sewalt and Camila Gabriel, and we are talking about their Facebook group, Parents from Stress to Unstressed, and how in everything going on right now, I like how you termed it COVID learning as opposed to homeschooling, because it is such a huge shift in what has happened. And I want to talk about the Facebook group and how you are connecting with parents online to off that support system.
Okay, Dory, amazing. It really is amazing. And the feedback we're getting is really, really positive. What I also like about working with Camila is her experience working with kids educationally and the learning process. I was able to give some advice to some of the parents where Camila had been saying some of her students were saying it was taking hours to do the work, and letting the teacher know that it was and that they were going to just cut it off at a certain point because the child was getting really anxious. So I was able to take some of her tips and put it into practice with some of my patients. So that was really helpful, and that's why I love having that. I've also had some patients with special needs kids say they were looking for a tutor that worked with special needs kids, that kind of really can figure out a way to teach them and to give them the skills so that they can continue themselves. So that's what really excited me about working with Camila. But the group, the topics we've covered are anywhere from, you know, looking at some of the symptoms of what's going on. You have kids that have already had social anxiety and have different issues and things are getting worse, but you have some kids that are showing these symptoms for the first time. So it's trying to figure out what's going on and how to address it. So we've done a lot of topics, including anxiety, different strategies about learning, about prioritizing and structuring. I loved our
and
last.
And that's symptom for stress.
Yeah.
Like addressing the physiological symptoms that, you know, the kids and maybe even some of the parents are going to feel during all of this learning.
Definitely. And the last piece we did, the last episode was a part one and part two about summer melt versus learning loss. And we went into about how the brain learns and looking at different strategies. So we provide the information, we're listening, but we also provide strategies to implement right away. So I like that we can offer the background, create an understanding, and also offer solutions.
I find it so interesting. I really do. And I like the different topics that you are dealing with. Camila, it's got to be such an interesting way to work with kids, to be tutoring kids with special needs, because it's got to be a whole different strategy that goes into that learning.
Oh, absolutely. So a lot of the kids that I work with who are learning disabled or have autism, a lot of kids have not successfully really enjoyed doing this COVID learning. They're having a hard time sitting still at the computer. So it's trying to keep them engaged and trying to keep them interested during the sessions, because all of our tutoring is now virtual. So with a lot of kids, we've had to adjust how we meet, whether it's like we shorten our time to only, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes versus a full hour that we normally would have done, and then trying to get them to engage in silly things. So for example, I have a couple students who have ADD, and I'll have them, even though they're sitting in their kitchens, I'll have them stand up and say, okay, show me five jumping jacks. You read a page and then do five jumping jacks. And then I'll read a page and I'll do five jumping jacks with you. So it's like trying to incorporate movement into their virtual learning. So that's kind of been a really interesting way to try to help students that have special needs. You know,
that's
a lot of parents just trying to find ways to keep their kids active and busy and still learning. It's definitely been a struggle for a lot of them.
I think that's a great idea, though. You know, the idea of getting up. I mean, I think a lot of times parents and students both get stressed out because of the time that they're taking. You know, we just talked about sometimes when you're doing a project or a chore, you're decluttering. Set a timer for yourself. And when that timer goes off, you're done. And sometimes even knowing that, hey, when that bell goes off, I'm finished with this. Even if I'm not done, I can come back to it. It's not going anywhere. But sometimes you need that break. So I like that you get up and do some jumping jacks, get the energy flowing again. So where do you see things going with this group that you are putting together and creating here?
Well, I think Dr. Stephanie and I have connected so well that I think that we will probably continue working together. I think that you meeting once a week or every other week to try to continue putting out good resources for parents and content, even if they are able to get back to school. We still don't know what the fall is going to look like. As far as kids, you know, are they going to be still working virtually? Are they going to be in the classroom? It still could be very stressful for a lot of families. So I think they might still need a lot of support. So I feel that Dr. Stephanie and I will continue to offer that support for families by creating more episodes that address different issues, setting the boundaries, like you're saying. Like, the timer is a great idea. We actually, I think, covered that in our first episode, you know, getting a time, and that's it. If you're not done in that time, then you let the teacher know.
You can come back to it. It's not going anywhere. It's okay to have, you know, it's okay to have that hard stop, because I think, and for parents too, they need to know as well. It's like, okay, you can come back to this. I have to ask, do you see some of the people that you are working with that perhaps are going to realize that they want to continue to homeschool even after? I mean, now, right now, as you said, this is COVID learning, but, you know, as trying to integrate that homeschooling, are you seeing some of the kids thrive from it, or are you only seeing them being stressed?
I absolutely have. I don't know, Dr. Stephanie, with your patients, if you have seen that, but I know I definitely have seen that with several of my students. A lot of my kids who are self-motivated, they can get on and get their work done and be done in less than 3 hours, and then they have the rest of the day to themselves to really do whatever they want. Whereas if they were in school, they'd have to stay there for 6.5 hours or the 7 hours, depending on the school district. So those kids I'm seeing are really enjoying this. Definitely not for everybody, but for some kids, I do think that parents are going to look for ways to try to get more permanent online things pushed through curriculums and pushed through schools.
I've seen on some of the Connecticut Mom Facebook groups, there are families looking to connect with other families to do some homeschooling together in the fall. So I definitely see an interest in that. And to go back to the question you had about where we see ourselves going in the future. We had a lot of plans that we've had a pivot on. There are some coming up, doing Lego groups for social skills, doing some journaling where Camilla will work with the journaling part and I will work with a piece of actually making and creating journals. So we're really looking at different things, even coming in. Well, I mean, there's a lot we can do online now because both of us are very big about nutrition. So eventually when we can be in person doing some cooking, whether it's salad in a jar or making smoothies and teaching about nutrition, some of that will be for the future. Some of it we just have to pivot on and do it online in the meantime. But there's just a lot of exciting things that we're able to do together with both of our skill sets. You know, whether it has to be virtual in the beginning and then eventually we can move to with social distancing, you know, hopefully at some point we'll go beyond that. This isn't forever. Yeah. But I mean, we're just so excited. I mean, I'm just like totally thrilled because I just see how much all this, you know, working with kids. I mean, this is that point where, you know, learning about nutrition, I mean, that's so life-changing for anyone at any age. But imagine starting that as a kid and doing that for the rest of your life. I mean, that's really powerful. So there's a lot of wonderful things that we have planned.
I'm excited, and I'm excited to be, you know, sharing everything. And it's amazing how fast the time goes. So as we're wrapping up here, start with you, Dr. Stephanie, can you let everybody know how to reach you?
Yes, I'm in downtown Shelton. I also do, especially now, telehealth as well. I'm at drstephaniesawalt.com. So that's drstephaniesawalt.com. And what's easier for you to spell, I mean, we'll have the link for our Facebook group, but basically if you put in search parents from stress to unstressed, and you're welcome to join our group, post any questions you have, any ideas, please. We would love to hear from you.
And Camilla, please let everyone know how to reach you.
Yes, my website is CrestEducational.com. Cress.com. So that's the name of my tutoring center. I am also on Facebook under Cress Educational. I am in Wallingford, so I'm actually right on Route 5 in Wallingford, right between two different car dealerships, of course. But yeah, so I can be reached right at my website or Facebook.
Well, I'm excited that you are doing this. I know that parents everywhere are in so much need of support right now. And so I love that you are doing this. And, you know, being able to create something that people can come to online just increases the reach that you both have in the skill set and commitment to helping parents and children. So I applaud you for pivoting and creating these places for parents and kids to come and get the support that they need. So good for you. I hope that you will come back to Word of Mom Radio and continue to share the work that you are doing and your commitment to families with everyone. So on behalf of them, I'm thanking you now in advance. So thank you both for taking the time to come and share with us here on Word of Mom Radio. And for all of you tuning in, I want to thank you for spending your time with us. I hope that you have found this valuable. All of the links will be live on our show page and on our Facebook page and everything else. So I truly encourage you to reach out, because no parent needs to be stressed. Let's go from stress to unstress. Let's work together for our kids to get everybody moving forward as things start to open up and get back to that life that we have. We can take advantage of this time to really work with our kids and help them find those things that work best for them. So again, I applaud you both for what you are doing. And on behalf of everybody here, we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. Until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.